Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I had somebody from Crop Metcalf come out the other day, and he basically told me, got to get a new dishwasher. So I got a new phone yesterday and a new dishwasher. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Dude, I just had him the other day. Thanked Ben. They had to come back for something else. And I just found out when I get my sauna delivered, it looks like in the end of the month, I got to get a new, you know how they put those like GFI boxes or whatever they are? Because you can't just plug it into a regular thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna call them. I'm actually embarrassed.
I have a GFI and I've forgotten it. Like, it's been like 4 years. Like, one time there was like a hair dryer or something like shut down the electricity and it was just a simple button and it's downstairs somewhere or something, but I can't remember exactly. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but I just remember it was like one little freaking button.
Well, I have like two outside actually. One for my hot tub, one for something else. So this will be my third.
You basically got a freaking spa at your house.
Kind of do, man.
You got a hot tub. He's got a sauna.
My wife always wants to move. She's just over it. She just wants like a new start, something different. I got to replace my refrigerator. You know, and I told her I can't do it until till we get Meg and Steven off the payroll. I'm not doing this. We just got, got too much stuff going on right now. I don't want to. I mean, of course I can afford it, but I don't want to deal with it.
The guy from Crop, I think his name was Tamron. Really good guy. He started telling me, like, he goes underneath there, and the motor, when the dishwasher was on, you could see the water coming kind of out of the motor, right? And then maybe it's been happening for a while, because he started to say that we had damage to the wood, and then he's like, he goes, you might want to get a remediation company. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, all the way underneath the counters and everything? Because we want to do a project that's always been kind of, like, lined up. And like, I'm not going to, even the dishwasher, like, we're going to redo the kitchen and probably add like a little to the house. And it's a big project that we've wanted to do for a long time, right? That it's, I'm buying temporary dishwashers because that's not going to be the dishwasher that's going to match everything else when we do everything.
If you buy
I got one, it was like $800.
Oh my God.
Jeez. That doesn't sound like a temporary.
You could have got a cheaper temporary.
No. I got a cheaper temporary 2 years ago. And that day I bought like the cheapest one out there, Hot Point. I didn't even have, like, it wasn't GE. It wasn't Whirlpool. It wasn't Samsung or LG. And my wife held it over me. She's like, see, that's why it broke, because you bought that cheap.
Well, I can promise you I'm not getting another Sub-Zero refrigerator. That is a promise.
Yeah, you've been complaining about that from day one.
Those things, I mean, it's just a problem after problem after problem. Out on Sub-Zeros. I will take a regular
How much did that Sub-Zero
GE
cost?
Over $10,000.
Get a silly Whirlpool.
I will take a regular GE.
What was the advantage of it? Is it just the brand name? Every time you said Sub-Zero, it never registered me. Is that just the brand name?
I don't know. It's what the architect recommended. So I did it. I made a mistake. What am I going to tell you? One a billion. I made a mistake. I'm never getting one again. All right. Let's get to the Nikki Jhabvala situation where she claims that she's being misquoted here. Do you have the audio? Is this from the podcast? Okay, can you explain? I don't even know what podcast
she did. Probably the podcast she did with Ben, where Ben was saying that Brian Robinson could get cut.
Yes, it's the same episode.
So, by the way, there's a growing sentiment. CK, I don't know. There's this growing sentiment about the B-Rob stuff.
Because of our reaction or just his opinion?
I don't know, man.
What?
There just seems to be a buzz. I don't know.
You might have to tell me something off air.
Yeah. All right, play this. Play this audio.
This sports update is brought to you by the Red.
Give me 1 second.
All right. That's interesting about the
Nikki was saying that last night on Twitter that she was going back and forth with a Commanders fan and saying that she was kind of taken out of context because somebody posted this transcript of what she was saying. And basically what he said at first was, Nikki said, I'm at the point where I'm like, yikes, they have problems. Talking about the roster. And so he posted that, and then
she didn't like it. Because when you see something in print, it looks worse than what she meant.
So we'll have to listen to the audio and see if what she was trying to make here.
I don't want to get into the, you know, like, what do we think about the season yet? Because I presume, like me, I don't have a good feel. This is also like I'm too far inside the bubble at this point. I can only compare it to what I'm seeing. I can't compare what they're doing to any other team. So it, depending on how I want to look at it, it could be good. They could be off. They obviously weren't very good in the game, but it was mostly backups. So there's that. I just in general, I mean, if you have a feel, go ahead. But like in general right now, I'm kind of like, it's individual topics more than it is broadly. Are they going to win 11 games or whatever?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. I mean, I have concerns about sort of the state of the roster right now. But it's similar to last year. They were even more of a mystery last year, where it was like, you know, I could see them, you know, winning so-and-so games, or I could see them totally tanking and ending up, you know, near the bottom of the league again. And honestly, you look at the number of games that they won on the very last play from scrimmage, it literally could have gone either way. I sort of feel the same this season, where, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they have a really good season, another strong season, or if they really struggle this season. You look at the travel, you look at the opponents, the general, you know, second year slump. I could see them going either way. I haven't got the feeling like coming out of camp last year where it was like, oh wow, Jaden Daniels is really, really good. I mean, he is really, really good. Just that's a continuing feeling, you know, but you don't have that like, oh wow, this could be totally different feeling.
Right.
And maybe this is just the cynic in me, but I'm right now at the point where it's like, yikes, they have problems and they need to fix these quickly because time's running out feeling, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, last year everything was, even though there weren't high expectations at the beginning of the
year.
I mean,
that's pretty self-explanatory. I sympathize with Nikki in that you feel like the words are different when you read them in print versus kind of what you say, you know, vocally. But it's kind of, I don't know if there's much getting around that. I mean, she's not saying it's a catastrophe, but I get the same feeling.
She covered a lot of bases, to be honest. She was like, it could go this way, it could go that way.
Yeah.
But if you take a step back and you go back to even before last season, we were excited because they drafted Jaden Daniels. But before the season, we said, look at the roster. There are so many holes. It's going to take a few seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The expectations in the bar was raised and the expectations grew. And then this offseason, couple of splash moves, Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, splash moves. But underneath all that, they still have that roster that when we faced the Eagles, people said, how many positions would you take the Commanders over the Eagles? And it was like, maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So the roster is not going to be perfect because it's still year two of Adam Peters. So yeah. I think that Jaden elevates them so much that it can mask some of the underlying issues. But I do think that the talent is a lot better this year.
I don't think what Nikki said was that bad in all context. I think she regrets it because it got devoured by the HTTC crew, and any type of negative publicity, negative press.
They're literally the worst people on
earth. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that the roster has issues, or that it could be a yikes kind of year with the start of preseason. They don't like that, and I think she regrets getting caught up in all of that.
Yeah, but I think it's also a massive overreaction to that first preseason game. The people that are scared.
I know for me, my sentiment is not just from the preseason because the starters didn't even play. I'm actually willing to throw that out completely, even though that was our starting special team.
I mean, 30 guys didn't play.
Yeah, that. But what if you're paying attention, like most of us are, to the daily reports? It's pretty much every day. Another
defense dominating again.
Another great day for the defense, which is great. I want the defense to be good, but it's also universal when other people, reporters come in, they all say the same thing. They're like, wow, I look down and there's a lack of receiver depth there. Without Terry, you know, they're lining up KJ Osborne and Chris Moore and Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
You know? And in the burgundy and gold thing, they threw out Jalen Lane running some of those routes, apparently. Like, they are grasping.
But even before the McLaurin thing got real serious, we still had question marks over some of the players.
We still had a perfect roster.
Yeah, we had question marks. I mean, we had question marks over, you know, Kinlaw and the pass rush. Well,
Kinlaw remains to be seen. I think, again,
you always have questions on Lattimore.
I have questions on Lattimore. I have questions about Kinlaw. I'm not saying neither one of those guys won't be great. I find it hard to believe that Lattimore is going to have just a 180, but okay, I hope he does. Kinlaw just says that we gave all this money to a guy, a career underachiever. So, yeah. I mean, that's got to be a question mark. But I like it. I like it. Everyone can't stop talking about how freaking big he is and that maybe this is the first time he's been healthy in a while. But I actually don't have that many questions about the defense. I think they're going to be better. I have just straight up questions about the offense clicking, it's just because I would have thought, to be honest with you, that we could plug and play other guys and not be as big a drop off. Not that Terry's not great, but that we would just be a little bit more in sync offensively. And it doesn't appear to be the case. It doesn't appear to be the case.
From what we hear, you're right. That's why I kind of want to see these starters. You know, Mo Egger said that the Bengals are going to play their starters for a half. Man, that's kind of surprising.
I might load up, like all kit, just put my whole account on the Bengals this week.
Yeah.
Because they're going to play the starters for a ton. We're going to play our guys scared, and then all the UPS drivers are coming
for
out.
For two series,
like,
maybe.
I literally might put the bankroll on the Bengals on a preseason game.
Your preseason lock
I
of the year?
I think your tune may change.
My preseason lock
I think
lock
your
of the
tune
year.
May completely change if Jaden goes in there, you know, rolls to his right one time and makes a great pass, then you're going to be all aboard.
Hold on. I haven't lost faith in Jaden. He's fine.
I know, but you're losing faith in the offense.
I'm losing faith in that the other guys
but
are
the offense
the
is driven
capably.
By Jaden.
Yeah, but he can't drive it anywhere throwing two-yard passes all day. He can't drive it throwing a two-yarder to Zach Ertz and a two-yarder to Debo.
But once Jaden's on the field in a game, he's going to be scrambling. He's going to be making deep plays.
Even that. He has to stretch the friggin' field. You have to have a stretch the field element if you want to get to the next level.
All right, I'm going to throw out a name that's not sexy. But maybe this is what they're going to have to do. Maybe they have to dip into the well of free agency. So who's left?
It gets a bum receiver?
Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper. He's 85 catches last season.
He's a possession guy.
He averaged 14.9 yards per catch for Buffalo.
Why
that's significant.
Why hasn't he signed somewhere?
Because he's 31.
Well, that's fine.
And his production has come down.
Maybe he wants too much.
I mean, in 2023, he had 128 catches. Then the following year, he only played six games. He had 53 catches. And Buffalo was a combination of Cleveland, six games, Buffalo. So he went from 128 catches to 85.
When did he have 85 catches? I see 44.
You know what? You're right. I'm looking at... God, I hate when I do that. I was looking at targets. Sorry.
All right.
I looked at the wrong column. He's been in so long that I looked at the wrong column. My bad. That's 44 catches. So he had 72 the year before, 78.
Eric, that's the difference between you and JP. JP is not nonchalant about it, but JP's not as worried as you because he thinks as long as you have the straw that stirs the drink and Jaden, everything will be fine.
But he still needs surrounding.
Exactly. Every quarterback does.
By the way, I'm not looking for fine. I'm looking for greatness. We just went to the NFC Championship. We're supposed to be the team that's on the verge of competing for a Super Bowl. We're supposed to be the sexy team, which I really believe, the sexy team of the league. And we can't move the ball.
I just think you're overreacting to it. And I think you're stretching it.
What am I overreacting to?
I do think that quarterbacks need weapons. And that's the job of GMs, really. Once you get that great young quarterback, you want to surround him with weapons. That's what the Bengals have done. And you know this in Baltimore for years and years. They've tried to upgrade receivers. They actually brought in Odell Beckham Jr. a couple years ago to try and give Lamar Jackson, their centerpiece, more weapons. But I just think Jaden didn't play in the first game. All right.
I'm not even thinking about the game. I'm thinking about the joint practice.
Okay, the joint practices.
The joint practice.
Don't you think, you think Terry's going to be there in week one?
I do, but I do think it's going to take a month maybe to get up to speed and hopefully dodge injury. Because I think we've just reached that point where we needed them to get in there. That's all.
You're starting to panic.
I'm starting to panic a little bit. Yes.
Well, you panic. Yes. You're panicking.
I'm also basing it on, JP, hold on, let me finish. That in the Burgundy Gold thing, whatever they called that dumb thing, they said by far, not that it mattered, but it was Jaden's worst day of the week. They had one drive where they got across midfield.
Yeah.
The practice over there against New England, I think it was New England. Who the hell did we play?
Yes,
New
Patriots.
The Patriots. Everybody said we got smoked in that one, that New England got the better of it, that the offense was trifling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm basing it on. I'm not basing it on, and I'm basing it on the daily reports. Defense got the better of it again. The defense. Do I know that Jaden can still scramble? Of course. But I'm trying to get to the freaking NFC. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Your panic level will go up considerably if they do play the starters, even if it's for a couple series, and they go three and out, three and out, and they can't pass the ball.
Yeah, which is, again, not a fair sample size. But yeah, that will help.
But your panic level will go up if that's the way it looks. That's why I would think that you would definitely want to see the starters. And not just rely on the practice reports.
The other thing, though, is I also know, but in those instances, especially when it broadcasts all over, you know, they don't show anything. It'll be very bland.
That's fine.
That's why I almost take more from these inter-squad joint practices or whatever.
But you know what? When guys play well in preseason, in games, man, he looked really good in preseason. He looked really good.
Who?
Anybody.
But we know better.
You put stock into it.
You know better.
I know better than what?
That it doesn't really mean anything, that there's not correlation. Most times there's not correlation.
Hold on. If your best player, your second best offensive player is not there, that means something. That means something. I don't care about the result of the dumb preseason game with the 30 UPS drivers. I don't care about that. I'm telling you things I care about. The Burgundy Gold thing, but it legit set up a game situation.
Why can't they drive for Amazon? You say they're all UPS.
They can drive for whoever they want. But they're not going to be driving the offense or the defense.
No, a lot of them are. But look, it's an uncertain preseason right now. It's an uncertain training camp. Mainly because of Terry, but for a lot of other reasons. The trickle down. It's a trickle down.
You're just ignoring the daily reports that the offense sucks.
I think you're overstating the daily reports. I see them. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's where we differ.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.